For months, UW-Madison Chancellor Biddy Martin has met with Nike officials to convince them to pay severance to thousands of displaced Honduran workers. In a statement released today, Martin said Nike failed to adequately respond to those concerns or develop a plan to deal with similar situations in the future. Dawn Krim is a spokesperson for the chancellor. She says after several face-to-face meetings, Nike did not move as quickly as the university had urged.
They've done some steps to remediate the problem. However, they've not done enough, and the workers have yet to receive any severance.
The announcement marks the first time any university has ended an agreement with Nike over labor rights issues. Jonah Zinn is a member of the Student Labor Action Coalition, which organized several protests on Madison's campus. He says their hard work has begun to pay off.
The strategy really, really does work, and we're really hoping that the momentum that is going on across the country and here produces some tangible results for these workers.
Zinn says there are student movements on at least 20 other campuses pushing administrators to cut ties with Nike. For now, UW-Madison has left the door partly open to striking another deal with the shoe company, but the university says if Nike wants to make Badger apparel, they'll have to sign a labor code of conduct, pledging to respect workers' rights. Kirk Carapezza, Wisconsin Public Radio.